Thanks for listening to our liberal arts podcast series, Passion and Practicality. On this episode, we have featured guest Nicole Fenner with Sister Girl. Nicole, I'm so excited to have you today, hear about your background, talk to you. Nicole is the CEO with Sister Girl, and will give us some insight on how to best utilize her liberal arts degree as a creative professional herself. And Nicole's definitely a self-starter, so I'm really excited to hear about like how she got into everything and everything that she does do. So thanks so much again for joining us, Nicole. I'm going to let you have the floor, share a little bit about yourself to start and your organization, Sister Girl, and then we'll dive into questions.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for having me, and I'm so excited to speak with you guys today. Yes, my name is Nicole Fenner, and I am the founder and creator of Sister Girl Publishing, which is a boutique publishing company, and we're started in North Carolina, in Eastern North Carolina. And birthed out of Sister Girl Publishing is the Sister Girl Collection, and the Sister Girl Collection is an empowerment book series that encourages children to believe in themselves and believe in their creative abilities. And I started writing about November of 2016, but let me take it back a little bit. When I went to college, I studied psychology at Clark Atlanta University, and my goal was just to always understand the human mind, understand why do people do the things that they do. And I wanted to have a positive impact in the world and in the community. So I used to volunteer after school with children. I studied early childhood education, human growth and development, courses like that within my psychology major. And then years later, I always been a good writer, and I just decided to start writing, and that's where I created Sister Girl Publishing. And the goal with Sister Girl Publishing is just to create books for children so they can see themselves in the books that they read and to know that they can achieve anything they set their minds to. And this has been an amazing adventure, going from just studying psychology to becoming an author, a published author. And my book was featured in PBS North Carolina, the North Carolina Early Impact, Early Childhood Education Summit last summer. And they purchased 400 books, and the books was featured. The books were called the Sister Girl Collection. The first one is Sister Girl in the Training Wheels, the second one, Sister Girl in the New Dress, and the third one, Sister Girl and the Family Dinner. So we have been featured at Pop Sugar, recognized by Forbes, and American Express as the founder of Change. So it's just an exciting adventure, and I'm just so excited today to speak to you about being a liberal arts, studying in the liberal arts, and being a creative.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear you could just do your passion. You realize what you're good at, and you went for it. So thanks for sharing. So you've written a few books now, right?
Yes.
And so, I mean, these topics, they're awesome. How do you come up with your topics?
Honestly, how I look at what inspires me is teaching about they can do whatever they set their minds to do. If they want to create something in the world. So the first book, Sister Girl and the Training Wheels, she learns how to ride a bike with her dad. And that was a story that was near and dear to me as a child as well. And in that story, Sister Girl learns that if she falls down, she can get back up. So my inspiration was to show a little girl learning that even though she's excited about learning how to ride a bike, she has to fall down. She has to learn, get training wheels to teach her. And then I also want to show positive family dynamics as well. And then in Sister Girl in a New Dress, she wants to learn how to sew with her mom for the awards day banquet at the end of school. So that teaches children about being creative. So my goal was just to show children that whatever it is they want to do, just think about it, imagine it, and then go out and execute.
Great. Yeah, awesome. Thank you. It's good to hear like you're thinking out that mindset and your logic with that. For students that they want to start their own business like you did, right? What are some maybe challenges and pitfalls that you experienced that you'd be open to sharing that you kind of wish you knew the first time around? And then on the flip side, like things you did well, like things that students should be prepared to do going in.
Okay. I would say first I would start out with what I would say I did well. Initially, I researched the topic. I was able to do research to find like different resources to help me find illustrators. I utilize my network, people that I went to college with that was English majors that can edit the book for me. So using your network is something that, you know, while you're in school, even though you're going to school online, make friends, become acquainted with the people that you're taking classes with, because later on they may be able to help you on your endeavors. I would say things that initially I wasn't even planning on having a business. I just really wanted to write. That was just my gift to the world. But I would say sure. that making sure that you join cohorts. I would say make sure you join different fellowships. If it's different programs that you're interested in, because it's a lot of businesses or organizations that have programs. Like I was a part of the First Founder of Change. So that was a grant program, but then they did 100 days of training. And within the training, we learned about building your business, using different things for your taxes, how to do digital marketing, marketing your business and everything like that. So I would say something good that I did during my initial phase of starting my business was joining different organizations and different programs. So look in your community to see if they have like different fellowships for you to participate in. I would say on the back end, what I think I wish I would have known more about, I would say just, you know, the financial structure, QuickBooks, utilizing better tools to kind of keep my business organized. I would just say make sure that you're organized.
Awesome. Thank you. And it's a lot, right? I mean, writing such a fast-paced world now, I think you're right. The organization is huge. And speaking of that, happening rapidly, as part of that is social media, right? And I know on Handshake, you've posted a lot of roles with SNHU around social media. How important is it as a creative professional to learn that? And, you know, maybe what would be the best approach to learn it?
So that's a great question. The thing with social media is changing so much every single day. But yeah. I would say as a creative person and a creative business owner, is the thing is to actually get in the mix. I think sometimes you shy away from being the face of the brand or the face of your product, but you have to get in the mix. And that's something that I've learned. And I would say when I first started, I just jumped straight into my social media, my Facebook, my Instagram. I'm still learning TikTok. And then it gets to a point after a while, after you've learned everything, and you have to create the content too. So it's not just showing up. If you're doing visuals or if you're doing posts, you have to create it. So that was a part of it from the beginning. I was like a one-man band. I was creating content and being the content. So I would say now, just to see if you can get assistance and just see what the trends are and see how they relate to your company or your brand, and then just tweak it. But I would just say the first step is to actually become active, because sometimes, depending on the personality type, you may not want to be active, you may not want to be seen. But the world we're living in now is that you have to be active and you have to show up.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you sharing that. It's definitely fast paced. And for our students and alumni on the call, you do have access to LinkedIn Learning, and they specifically, for each social media platform, it's safe to say, would have some trainings, tutorials that can help you to become more versed. But I'm glad you brought that up, that it's not just learning the platform, but you have to execute it on the back end. So,
yes.
For interviews, right? Because being a business owner, you interview folks. What are some good things you've seen in interviews, and what are some ways that our students can prepare for interviews?
I would say good things that I've seen in interviews, people just being excited about interviewing. I would say to prepare, just make sure you research the company, research the background information, research the mission, see if it coincides with your mission, because it's not just getting a job, but seeing that, okay, I want to work for this company because I believe in what they're trying to bring into the world. And I would just say also to make sure you hone in on your transferable skills, because sometimes we have skills that we do not think about. That say, if you are a researcher, let the interviewer know that. Say, if you like to participate in group projects or you're a good team player, make sure that you share that. Also, say if you have any type of transferable skills. Make sure, make yourself a list when you're preparing and you know that you're going to an interview. Make sure you have a list. So maybe you have like conflict resolution. If you have negotiation skills or you're a great leader, make sure that you share that in your interviews. Make sure that you relate it to how you can share that and it can be a positive aspect of your interview and your interaction.
Awesome. I think that's so important, the creative space, when jobs can just morph or evolve, right? And even the interviewer may not, you know in that moment or be thinking about, oh, I could use person in X, Y, and F versus just X. So cool. Thanks for sharing. One final question, and then we'll conclude it here. What are some... We've talked about social media, right, and researching and all that. What are some career paths within the liberal arts niche that folks can think about pursuing that may not be just like writing?
Oh, wow. That's an amazing question. Wow. Well, I would say publishing. I would say depending on your major, you could be a publisher. You can be an author. You can be a writer. You can be a digital marketer. You could be a copywriter, because sometimes we don't look at those things, a copywriter, content creation, even like media or journalism, because communications is a big major now in liberal arts. So you think about being a news anchor or just being behind the scene in production. So just look at, I know sometimes we like to look at the majors that's or the positions that's in the front, but look at if you're somebody that likes to create or if you like to produce, look for majors and things that you can do that's behind the scenes that can help build up the project.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. That's kind of brings it full scope, right? There's so many avenues within liberal arts you can do now. And who would have thought that 30 years ago, when basically it was print media and it was fairly siloed, let's be honest, right? And now it's everything but. So awesome. So thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us. This podcast will be online permanently. So whenever you're listening to this, it's not going to go away. Save it, re-listen to it, whatever you want to do. Nicole, I'm going to let you have the floor to conclude us in case there's anything you wanted to share before I wrapped it up.
Okay, well, thank you so much, everyone. Yes, my name is Nicole Finner, and most definitely check me out in my book, Sister Girl Collection. It is focused on children between the ages of 5 and 8, so you can check it out at sistergirlcollection.com. And I'm also available on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Sister Girl Collection. So make sure you follow me at Sister Girl Collection, just how it's spelled. And I just excited for everyone in their endeavors, whatever you decide to do, just know to believe in yourself. And like one of my professors told me one time when I was in college, is that treat yourself like a flower. At the end of the day, you're always starting something new. So just treat yourself like a flower and know that, okay, I'm starting something new. I'm growing into this. I'm growing into my new position. I'm growing into my new role. If you want to be a podcaster, a copywriter, an author, a publisher, just step out there and try it. And at the end of the day, we lose the chances we don't take on ourselves. And at the end of the day, take a chance for yourself and see where you end up at. Well, thank you, guys.